again.
T-Mobile.
KK4POT Mobile.
How are you doing?
Trying to wake up. How's everything going for you?
Same old, same stuff, just a different day.
Well, looks like today's supposed to shape up to be a fantastic day.
Right, I think you're supposed to get up to, what, 69 today?
So I'll take it. Man, I'm looking forward to that this afternoon.
Both.
Medium.
Morning, Daniel. Dragging a little bit this morning.
It's just I'm irritated because I'm driving my neighbor's bigger vehicle, which doesn't have any heat whatsoever, and I'm fighting frost on both sides of the windshield because of yesterday's rain.
Go ahead, I've got a few boxes I got to grab real quick.
Good day, Daniel.
Thanks.
Run the same thing pretty much every day, or is it different each day of the week?
I look similar, but they change things up. Eventually, things change out. They do the same thing on the same day of the week a few weeks in a row and then change something on me. But I know today's a busy day. They put me on a big truck today, a big, big truck, and they gave me help. So I know that I have a lot of stuff today.
So you got somebody riding with you to help unload the stuff?
He has route, but he doesn't have a CDL.
Hey, gotcha. Well, that's cool. At least you got some company for the day.
He usually drives a legal limit straight truck, 1 pound under. Tired yesterday. Got at home. Ate some pizza. Went to sleep. Went to sleep around 7 o'clock. Woke up at 9 o'clock. Went back to sleep. Woke back up at 3. I was like, I have to go to work soon. Went back to sleep. Then I got up at 4 something and went outside and started fighting with this stupid windshield.
Roger that. I'm dragging this morning. One of them days hard to get going, but hopefully it'll all kick in here in a little bit and we'll get moving.
It's also dragging. We're about to get to Highway 25, though, and I'll pass him. My way home from work, everybody suddenly hit the brakes because there was a sheriff's car that came onto the road. Well, 9 times out of 10, those guys aren't interested in traffic stops whatsoever. Chance I went around him. A patrol vehicle, I probably would not have done that. When I passed that car, he was going about 55 in the 45, and I was going about 57 in the 45, but he did not care at all. Come to them, unless they're in the middle of some major operation, all they want is for people to behave reasonably on the road, and they'll leave you alone.
Right.
At work, any plans?
Man, we got a massively busy day today. So much so that I'll probably be calling people telling them stuff isn't going to get done when we originally thought it was going to get done. So it'll be a crazy day today. Tractor trailer shop, you know, work with Mike. We work on over the road rigs and even the straight trucks, you know, anything, even like anything you guys drive there at Greenco. We work on all that kind of equipment as well. We work on trailers, a little bit of everything when it comes to that kind of stuff.
You have trailers right now, or did you a little while ago?
That's a negative. Years ago, we used to work on their stuff, but when they moved, they got further away from us, and they got somebody that's real close by to them, my understanding, that's doing their stuff. But No, it's been a few years since we worked on their equipment.
Where are y'all at?
I've been Whitehorse Road.
And a bunch of times.
No doubt about that.
All right, go do that Sphinx at 85 on Whitehorse Road.
After that, we're just down the street from them. I guess two traffic lights down. And, so yeah, we're just right around the corner from there. You can walk to that from our place. Services.
Well, I stopped there before for my last job. I took it to a different place. I can't remember the name of it, but it wasn't that. Yesterday.
After that, it looks like today's even going to be better. That's what Ed and I were just talking about. It looks like maybe, 69 and bright and sunny today. Man, I cannot wait for this afternoon. That's going to be a nice change of pace.
There.
For a couple days, through maybe Thursday, I think Friday is supposed to rain, right, maybe? But, hey, we'll just enjoy it while we got it.
I sure am looking forward to it. It'll make me not want it to be cold again as well.
Yep, I'm with you. It'll give us a little taste of that, about 2-3 weeks of spring weather that we get, and then it's full-blown summer before you know it.
Yeah, it's really quick. It's amazing how fast it goes from snow season to summer, and then from summer to snow season. It's frost season and snow season since it so rarely snows here anymore.
Nice little snow that we had the other day. It was enough to get out and enjoy it a little bit and then be cleared out so it doesn't mess up stuff for the roads, you know. So I enjoy a little quick snow like that.
Last for a week.
I don't know if I'm into all that anymore. It's fun, but a day or two, it gives me my feel of it, and then I'm ready to be moving back on.
If I'm here your whole life?
Essentially, yep. I was in Charlotte for a little while, so, but you're only, you know, just north of here, so. Essentially I've been around this area most of my life.
You've seen a few snows here during your life that have lasted a long time, but not a whole lot of them.
Sure, yep. We've had a couple good ones in there. But, I do enjoy it. I like getting out there playing with the kids in it, having some fun with all that. But once it starts really disrupting road travel and all that kind of stuff, just since we're not set up for that down here, it gets a little old at that point. But I enjoy getting out and having some fun in it. And that.
Jim.
Out rolling up, so I'm going to hop out of here. It's good to hear you this morning. Hope you have a fantastic day today, and just, man, hope you thoroughly enjoy that weather while you're out on your run and stuff, so have fun with that. Ed, if you can hear me, 7-3s to you. Hope you have a fantastic day. We'll catch up with you guys hopefully in the morning. KK4 POT.
Yeah, see you in the morning.
7-3, Dad, I'm rolling up at work here. KJ4WZM.
7-3.
In a little bit, I don't know yet.
Papers out. After you're done working and drinking a cup of coffee.
wait till I get home. If I drink coffee on the route, I'll be like a hound dog marking his territory all night long.
I'd want a cup of coffee when I got home from work so bad. It wasn't funny, but, I just couldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to go to sleep then.
Make a whole pot and go right to sleep.
Yeah, that's why I avoid it in the evenings. Like, last night, the wife's like, you want a cup of coffee? I'm like, if you do decaf, I will, but I'm not doing anything else.
So, apparently, the effect of caffeine wore off. My dad was in surgery for open heart. I was still home taking care of livestock and stuff. I drank 22 cups.
Lord, I don't mind. That's a ton of coffee.
KM4NAP, I ran across my competition, the other carrier that worked in my area. So, stopped and had to say hello.
Baseball bat, we need to tell him hello.
I don't do it that way because we got good working relationships, so I don't get upset when I see him.
How many days a week do you deliver, baby? You deliver them all 7 or you take days off?
Week 365 days a year.
A pretty impressive schedule.
KN4 TFW Mobile.
Mark. On a cattle farm, so working 7 days a week, nothing to me.
Yeah, that's still an impressive schedule to work every single day.
Used to it.
Here, too, if you'll fill in for him, Andrew.
Just into that, but I've definitely looked in like mail carriers and stuff. I don't know. It's something different.
Subs for me, I pay them $100 a night.
I mean, I got employees that can't make it a month without not showing up.
Here's that way, too.
Last night, I did my first time calling CQ on 40 meters. The band conditions were horrible, but I made one contact. I'm like, okay, I'm done. There a minute and, you know, think about it, and I found something that kind of, I mean, I knew what to do, but I wanted it because I knew I was going to screw it up, so I had something in front of me to kind of work through, so I guess it helped.
And throwing the call sign out there on 2 meters when you jump in the truck.
What contest this weekend?
It'd be the 100.
Calls wasn't as bad. I don't know. You're just answering them, but I don't know. I had it in my head, and it's still in there. Just that I was going to screw it up. Call a CQ on HF where who knows how many people can hear you at one time.
For tens of thousands.
The contest going last night. It had to be only an hour long. Everybody was calling CQ contest. I wasn't participating in that. I had to wait for it to be over first, but I don't know. KO4CE.
Tonight's supposed to be a nice day.
That solar storm, so I don't know what the band conditions will be like. It was rough last night. I mean, I barely talked to the guy in Tennessee on 40. Just barely got call sign, location, and signal report before he just faded out to nothing. Headed for Friday to go eat?
Nothing yet.
Mike's got to finalize it. He's got to see what his wife's doing, make sure she's not having to work.
Not sure if I can get off in time to make it that far.
My plate's ahead of you, but you can catch up.
Hopefully I can make it. I just have to see and make sure the wife ain't got anything planned. She was talking yesterday, so there ain't no telling.
She wouldn't want to go because she wouldn't have to cook.
Right, I did the cooking last night, so she got to take a break.
Here. Man, a lot of cars. cars this morning for some reason.
Busy. I mean, even though I'm running a little bit behind, it's a little busier than normal.
But I very seldom see anybody.
People leaving to go to work.
It's the people in this town work for the universities, so therefore they work for the state, so they don't know how to go to work on time.
I schedule to get up at 7:30 or 8 o'clock and be at work.
Some professors that are retired come back one day a week to teach a one-hour class and make six figures.
Crazy.
There's one tuition, so,
If you work one day a week and make that much, I would do it too.
All the people, KN4TFW.
Maybe just this part of it, but not the rest of it. Martin's deal with the crazies there, it'd be like as it were.
Right. Over here, I didn't have any frost at the house.
Wait, it didn't feel that cold at my house, and then as I drive down the road, I mean, here I'm pulling into work in Greer, and it's 34 degrees.
And over here at 80 and 29.
In a car, I miss all the good parking spots. I gotta keep going driving by so I can find me an open one.
Not fit anywhere, or do you, they make you park in a special place?
It's the Ford has got a horrible turning radius, so I don't even try to get in between two cars half the time.
Hodges, that if you don't think it way in advance, you'll never make it in there. I do better backing it into a spot.
Yeah, with them backup cameras on here that goes over your license plate, I just have to pull the trigger on. Some of them use like your phone or whatnot, and I don't know how well they work, but I hadn't done it yet.
If they have it built into the tailgate.
I'll let y'all have it this morning. I'm going to head on in here to work and see how late I am to my meeting. So, 7-3s to both of you. Be careful out there on the road, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your finals.
7-3s, Andrew.
7-3s, Andrew. Have a good one. Maybe I'll catch you tonight on HF. KN4TFW.
Backup camera. My backup camera is a trained monkey sitting in the bed of the truck with a Polaroid camera.
I hear you. Weird before they had those.
One good thing about it, my truck don't have it.
Penny, if you're trying to get close to something, or if you're backing up to a trailer, because mine looks right down on the ball, you can see it. Man, somebody hit a deer.
Hit one right above my house about 2 or 3 days ago. See how that headset's going to do in a pileup.
Real good. I mean, my old headset, there's a ton of difference between having it on and not having it on and just using the speaker on the radio.
Official setting that. It told me to go in and set the radio on for DX and to work through pileups and contests. Supposed to have some kind of special component in there for the microphone.
The more modulation so you can break that pileup.
Or just leave it as is.
Works with it.
Talk to. And it's real strong.
Andy.
Got along. I'm pleased with it. I'm glad I got it. But we'll just have to see on down the road. On that radio you got, I'll never catch you.
Was thinking. And then, so what do you got? A little hand switch to activate the mic?
I've got fingers, as I call it, a finger switch.
Tube with a button on top.
More like you've seen the control on a fighter jet and got a little red button to fire the gun. That's what it looks like. But it came with one, and it's round, and all you barely do is touch it and you tease up. Adapter for it. It's for a Yaesu. They're like $24. The setup you've got, I may not catch you anyway.
Get my tail back on and that and start making some contacts. And maybe I'll be able to do it this weekend and, you know, get on to some and that. Ben Dino, I got my big trees in the backyard. I really need to take them down. They're just aggravating. They're so big that they could, you know, take out the house if it hit it and everything. So I just gotta rethink everything and that. But another antenna is, you know, pretty expensive, and I think that octopus would do good, you know what I mean? But it, you know, if it's a dipole and you got one out each side, that makes it be directional, right?
So you got it, Will.
In two directions, right? 100 of each other. Do any better than what I got? It probably would. It'd probably tune up better because I could tune it exactly to where I need it.
It'd be sort of hard to beat what you got, but, you know, if I was going to get another antenna, I'd just go ahead and break and get me a set of beams.
Found a set of beams that ain't like as big as the darn house.
Point there.
20 foot.
And I can't complain. It seems to do me a decent job.
SWR is always just a little bit high, about on everything. But it, I mean, it works good, but it just seems high. At least right out of two.
You hitting the button once, or are you holding that button down and letting the light go out and make it manually to you?
Manually tuned, and then you know it flashes, but it always flashes twice.
You got enough coax, you might be able to trim off a little bit and bring it on down.
About you might want to do an addition to the house. If you do that, then I'll probably for sure take those trees out. Then that'll, you know, that'll be that.
Add on a soaring room.
That's a master bedroom downstairs. Everything we got is upstairs, and man, it's just really aggravating.
Excuse me, when you get about 90, them stairs probably do get rough.
You know, my mother-in-law lives with my sister-in-law, and it's a county just sitting there right on the road, 90 to the road, shining his lights out in the road. But my mother-in-law lives with my sister-in-law. My mother-in-law had here a while back, it broke her ankle and had to have surgery and everything. And it's like, man, the bedroom was, you know, upstairs. So she had to get in the dining room and get a portable bed. And then there's no shower downstairs and that. And it was a huge hassle.
Sounded like a good plan to me. It'd make it a lot easier on both of you. My master bedroom, I've got double doors.
You know, about the only place I can add on is on the back. And it'd do away with, like, all the kitchen windows. You know, there wouldn't be no windows in the kitchen, which I guess that's not a catastrophe. Or it'd do away with all the windows in the dining room, or in the den. And that, so I just gotta think about it and see what we can do.
If me and I had to make a choice, I'd say goodbye to those windows in the kitchen.
Your repeater tells you the time.
And Ken, I was in a bad spot. All I got was something about Mount Mitchell.
Mount Mitchell station too, and every
On the hour, it tells you the time.
Get the information for that one and put it in here just so I can listen to it from time to time.
It's pretty active early in the morning and in the afternoons.
4WZM.
Good morning, Daniel. KN4TFW.
1,000 cases today.
I go to the gym tonight.
What do you think, Ed?
Cases and you got help, you'll be done about 4.
I think so.
Bright this morning. At least it's going to be a beautiful day, almost 70.
I'll be back, KG4WZM.
Probably catch you out in the yard with my moose shorts and flip-flops.
Emma's got to work every night this week, and I think she's got to do a double on Saturday, so. You know, I'll just be there by the house. I guess I'll do a little bit of woodwork, a little bit of radio on Saturday, and see how it goes.
What you going to make with your woodwork?
Crafting table. She saw one in the magazine and that, and she wants a little crafting table.
I don't have the gift to do woodwork.
Learn it just from working in small tolerances, you know, with metal and as a machinist and that. It's a little bit different. You know, sometimes you don't have to be as close.
Touch woodworking, but I can't nail two 5/4s together.
New tools, you know, like I bought a router and a little router table, and then I got a little, you know, biscuit joiner and that, so I can try to make some nice joints and that. So right now I'm working on a sled from a table saw so that I can, you know, make some more precision cuts.
Real nice router. I was going to learn to use it. I tried to use it. I finally gave it to my brother and said, here.
A little bit. I accomplished what I was trying to accomplish, but it didn't have to be that precision, so I definitely need some more practice on it.
Talk to my brother and get with him. When you can look at a picture in a magazine and turn around and make it, you've got the touch.
About knowing what joints to put in there, you know what I mean, to make it be strong and where you can't really see it, and you're not really using the screws that you can see and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm working on it. I got a few tools to learn how to use properly.
Done, you'll have to send me a picture.
How about yesterday out at work, a driver that comes in pretty regular, and he had accidentally left his, billfold at work and didn't have his driver's license, and he wouldn't let him in the gate.
It went over like a ton of brick.
Another truck and let him swap trailers with him.
Mad his boss man was.
Tell you, Lay's only saving grace for them is they just were out of Charlotte, so it wasn't that far, but it was still aggravating.
Security did what they were told to do. It's a plus for them.
If you don't tell your full name and produce a driver's license, even if you got a rider with you, you both have to, and you ain't getting in.
Special car just to get into the port down in Charleston.
That's true for sure. I just pulled up to the gate, so I'm going to say 7-3s. Hope you have an awesome day. Maybe I'll catch you on the radio this afternoon, and definitely in the morning if you're running on time. KN4TFW.
Stay safe, Ken. And talk to you in the morning, and hopefully catch you on the radio this afternoon. So, have a good one. 7-3, KM4 and AP.
KM4 for it if you catch it for WZM. Have a great one.
Have a good day and drive safe. KN4TFW.
You can do 4WZM 73C. Okay, I misheard. Is Ed still in there?
I'm still here. How's your day over in Sweetly Easily?
Okay. Anybody else too? So I got back at 4 o'clock.
What happened to you? I had the radio on too.
Real quick, I'll be right back.